In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. The familiar gospel lesson of Luke chapter 10, serving as the basis for our homily this morning, is familiar to us, but it is also challenging to us, especially the part where in verse 33, the Samaritan comes along, sees the wounded man, has compassion upon him, goes and binds up his wounds, pours oil and wine on them, sets him on his own beast, brings him to the inn and takes care of him. There's one thing that Jesus Christ mirrors in his ministry, and that he calls us as the people of God to be. It is the compassion with which he treats people and the compassionate disciple he challenges us to be. And Jesus is calling for laborers to the harvest in Matthew 9 and invites us to pray that those laborers might be raised up. He does so, the text says, because with compassionate eyes he saw that these were harassed and helpless people, sheep without a shepherd. And he sees 5,000, and then again 4,000. The Holy Writer tells us that he has compassion. Compassion, as the original would tell us, so deep, so concerned, so intimate, that his very inside turns. And Jesus touches the life of that young boy, the widow of Nain's son, and raises him from the dead. We not only hear and see, but we sense with all our sense, as again the scriptures tell us, the compassion of Jesus touches their lives. And no greater picture is there in Luke 15 as Jesus teaches about love and forgiveness and welcoming home than the son of the father of the prodigal son standing and with compassion waiting and upon seeing his son welcoming him with open arms. This is the God that we have. This is the Jesus who is ours. This is the Christ who went to the cross for us. Not to simply demonstrate it in the lives of some people he touches or greatly affects their lives. But as Paul told the Philippians, the compassion of Jesus Christ, who comes putting aside the glory of his Godhead and into the very midst of us, humbles himself, goes obediently even to the cross, because that's how much he loves us. Don't ever underestimate that, my friend. Don't ever take it for granted. Celebrate it. We praise God today, sing our hallelujah. In a moment's praying, I hear you. Because we have a compassionate God who loves us, no matter how much we're hurting, even this very day. No matter how much we think we have to do, you can just put yourself in the shoes of that young lawyer standing up in our text today, having heard previously about the disciples coming back and saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. Having that authority and that power to heal in the name of Jesus, to cast out demons, to do all the things that Jesus was able to do. And he said, what can I do, Lord? There must be something that I too can do to have that kind of punch, that kind of power, even to inherit eternal life. And Jesus calls him back, past the authority, past the power, past the healing. He teaches him again that Jesus himself is. What then a true disciple of Jesus puts on? The compassion of one who doesn't walk by each step, but stops to see, who goes, who binds up, who pours on, who sets him upon, who brings him to, and who takes care of. We get so busy with all that we're doing, especially around here. Those of you who are listening on the radio this morning, you get the same problem, because we've all got our own lives to live. We want to be the people of God, and we want to follow Jesus, and we believe he loves us and forgives us. But being the compassionate Christian, as he is the compassionate Christ, there's so much else to do. There's so many of our own needs to take care of. We can walk by one another on a given morning. We can meet each other in class or socially and look right on by. Not see, not go, not bind up, not pour on, not take care of, not bring to. And that's what we're called again in our text to do, to see the Jesus that we have as our compassionate Christ, and then by the grace of God and the power of his Spirit, be the same kind of compassionate follower. There was an old man, an old farmer who was ragged and barefooted. He sat on the steps of his tumble-down shack and was chewing on a stem of Timothy grass. And a passing stranger stopped for a cool drink of water. Well, the stranger wanted to make a little conversation, and he said, how's your cotton coming in this weather? Well, the farmer just started laughing, and he said, ain't that man? You didn't plant any, said the stranger. What? Yeah. Heard a boll weevil. Well, the newcomer kept asking, how's it going? Didn't plant none of that either. Say there ain't going to be no rain. Well, now he was into the conversation, so he kept asking in a puzzling manner, well, what did you plant? Nothing. I just played it safe. Jesus never played it safe. Praise God that he didn't. He went the full route for us to the cross. He came victoriously out of the grave. May we never play it safe. Here or there or anywhere. Take the time to see the people around us, to go to them, to bind up their wounds, to pour on oil and wine, set them on our feet, bring them to the inn and take care of them as the compassionate followers of the compassionate one, our Lord Jesus. May that be accomplished in our speech and in our deeds from this day forward. Amen. The peace that brings, the peace that passes all understanding. Keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.